Now, traffic and weather together. Triple Team Traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a new accident southbound on I-15 at about 2900 South. UHP now has it over to the left shoulder, but that quickly stacked up slow-and-go delays into downtown. Then you're going to see more slowing from Murray, really all the way to the point of the mountain. Northbound I-15 also heavy and slow. Draper to Midvale. The West Belt stacked up and slow heading southbound between I-80 and 3500 South. Brandon Crowe?
We just got word of a crash southbound Bangor Highway at 106 South, causing the center lanes to be blocked. Heavy delays building up pretty rapidly, so take precaution if you're in that area. That crash we reported to you earlier, southbound I-15, just north of Payson, has been cleared, and so traffic getting back up to freeway speeds. And again, we still have that residual afternoon traffic building up from Thanksgiving Point to American Force southbound I-15, so plan accordingly there as well. Mark?
Slightly less than an awful mess coming up from South Salt Lake through downtown and to the North Interchange, but it is slow almost the entire way. The Davis County delays between Farmington Highway 89 split, and this time they end at Hillfield Road, and it's a little bit of an improvement heading from that point to Clearfield Sunset and into Weber County. Highway 89, yes, you are getting those delays up into Fruit Heights. You are also getting delays in far west on northbound I-15 due to lane shiftings. Make more room for relaxing, entertaining, and more with a low-rate home loan from Mountain America. Learn more and apply at MACU.com. Mark Jackson, the KSL Traffic Center.